ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नम ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नितानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 4 चैप्टर एंटाइटल अम्बरीश महाराज ऑफेंडेड बाय दुर्वासा मुनि टेक्स्ट नंबर 45 यो माम अतिथिम आयातम आतिथ्येन निमंत्र्य च अदत्वा भुक्त्वा भुक्तवान् तस्य सद्यः ते दर्शये फलम् यो माम् अतिथिम् आयातम् आतिथ्येन निमन्त्र्य च अदत्त्वा भुक्तवांस्तस्य सद्यस्ते दर्शये फलम् यो माम् अतिथिम् आयातम् आतिथ्येन निमन्त्र्य च अदत्त्वा भुक्तवांस्तस्य सद्यस्ते दर्शये फलम् यो माम् अतिथिम् आयातम् आतिथ्येन निमन्त्र्य च अदत्त्वा भुक्तवांस्तस्य सद्यस्ते दर्शये फलम् Ladies, यह दिस मैन हु माम अंटु मी अतिथिम हु बीइंग एन अनइनवाइटेड गेस्ट आयातम हैड कम हियर आतिथ्येन विद द रिसेप्शन ऑफ अ गेस्ट निमंत्र्य आफ्टर इनवाइटिंग मी च Also, adatva, without giving food. Bhuktavan has himself eaten. Tasya, of him, sadhyaha, immediately. stay of you. Darshaye, I shall show. Phalam, the result. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Maharaj Ambarish, you have invited me to eat as a guest, but instead of feeding me, you yourself have eaten first. Because of your misbehavior, I shall show you something to punish you. Purport. A devotee cannot be defeated by a so-called mystic yogi. This will be proved by the failure of Durvasa Muni's endeavor to chastise Maharaj Ambarish. Harav abhaktasya kuto mahat gunaha. One who is not a pure devotee of the Supreme Lord has no good qualification, however great a mystic, philosopher or fruitive worker he may be. Only a devotee emerges victorious in all circumstances, as will be shown in this incident involving the rivalry between Durvasa and Maharaj Ambarish. So I seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas. I'll try to speak something on this verse. So this section of Srimad Bhagavatam reveals the super excellence of devotional service over all other yoga processes. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yoginam api sarvesham madgaten antaratmana, that amongst all types of yogis, one who thinks of me is the best. So this particular pastime is proving this. And when Durvasa Muni is chased by the Sudarshan Chakra, so the Sudarshan basically is revealing reality. Sudarshan means that which reveals. So therefore, the Acharya's commentaries or tikas are also called darshan, that which reveal. Because simply with our charma chakshu, simply with these eyes made of flesh, we have very limited vision. But then we need the Lord's intervention to actually reveal what is reality. So externally it appears that Ambarish Maharaj is a king engaged in sense gratification. He is full of royal opulences, and Durvasa Muni appears to be extremely renounced. Externally, that is how it appears to the mundane vision. So therefore, Sudarshan, the Lord's instrument, reveals the reality. When both Ambarish Maharaj and Durvasa Muni are subjected to various kinds of agitations, their responses are totally different. So in this way, it is proved that Ambarish Maharaj, being a surrendered devotee, is totally unaffected by these calamities. And Durvasa Muni, he does not believe in taking shelter of the Lord, he believes in taking shelter of his own mystic powers. And in this way, he experiences great calamity. So therefore, this entire pastime is revealing very beautifully the supremacy of a devotee over any other practitioner of yoga process. Krishna explains to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, Kaunteya pratyanihi name bhakta pranashyati. So Prabhupada writes in this purport that only a devotee emerges victorious in all circumstances. So I'll just try to share some circumstances in which in the Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Lord has protected the devotees and intervened to glorify a devotee, even in extreme circumstances. So first is, in a situation of ignorance or ajnana, that the special benediction which a devotee has is he has Krishna's support from within as Paramatma. So the Lord is providing support to the devotee, which other practitioners do not have. So 11th canto Bhagavatam describes that the path of bhakti is so secure, yan asthaya naro rajan na pramadyet karhichit dhavan nimilyavanetre na patet na skhalet iha. That on this path of bhakti, one can run. And the verse says, dhavan nimilyavanetre, with eyes closed. So Chakravarti Pad explains that these eyes closed means actually these eyes refers to the Shruti and Smriti. And even if a devotee may not have perfect knowledge about these, still, because he is sincerely trying to take shelter of the Lord will provide him protection. We have the pastime of Dhruva Maharaj when Dhruva Maharaj is about to go back home, back to Godhead. The Vishnu Dutas arrive, and as soon as Dhruva Maharaj has darshan of the Vishnu Dutas, he gets bewildered. So it is described, Nanama Namani. At that point, he does not know how to welcome them or worship them. For a moment, he is bewildered. He forgets the proper protocol, the proper etiquette, the right methods by which these Vishnu Dutas must be worshipped. So at that point, he just takes shelter of the holy name. So Srila Prabhupada writes in that purport that even if a devotee sometimes is not fully aware of all the details, but because the Lord's protection is there, the devotee will ultimately be helped in all circumstances. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, this beautiful principle is repeated again and again. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, we find that example of Dhruva Maharaj reveals that someone who began from a platform of ignorance where he wanted to compete. In the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, we find that Lord Kapila is explaining about bhakti in the three modes. Bhakti in mode of goodness, bhakti in mode of passion, bhakti in mode of ignorance. So we also find that in fourth canto, Daksha Prajapati, he is a devotee, but he is very much in the mode of trying to prove his superiority. He is very much having feelings of violence towards Lord Shiva. And he has a divisive mentality. And then we have Dhruva Maharaj, who has a great degree of passion in his heart. And he tells Narada Muni that actually I want a kingdom which is greater than that of my grandfather. And in this way, he begins from that platform. But because Narada Muni's association is there, instruction is there, mantre nanena devasya kurvat dravya mayim buddha saparyami vidheir dravyair desha kala vibhagavit. So Narada Muni requests him that if you actually have this feeling of competitiveness and passion, it is not proper, it arises from ignorance. And he says, gunadhikam mudam lipset anukrosham gunadhamat maitrim samantat anvichya na taper abhibhuyate. If one wants to be happy, satisfied and peaceful in life, then one has to follow this threefold formula. Gunadhikam mudam lipset. When we see someone more qualified than us, we must glorify them. We must appreciate them. Anukrosham gunadhamat. When someone is less qualified, we must try to reach out of compassion to them and help them, uplift them. And then when we see someone has equal qualities, then we should develop friendship with them. So Narada Muni is trying to explain this to Dhruva, but Dhruva is so much overwhelmed by the feeling of competition and pride that he wants to defeat. So we find that this is a very prominent quality which arises out of ignorance, and especially prominent in this age of Kali. Because of this ignorance of one's identity as infinitesimal parts and parcels of Lord, the conditioned soul under the influence of false ego is trying to establish his superiority. It's like in Mumbai there is a 5-star hotel. It's called Hotel President. You know? So many years ago there was this one gentleman, and you cannot afford to, you know, one chapati will cost like 150 rupees. Just by seeing the rates, you know, you'll feel full. So hardly anyone who can't afford cannot enter this. So just outside this Hotel President, there was one gentleman who put up a stall, a hand cart, selling all kinds of fruits and vegetables, and he called it Hotel Vice President. And his sales pitch was, if you can't afford the president, come to the vice president. So one of the prominent themes in the material world is how we can establish our superiority. But the Lord intervened and helped Dhruva overcome this ignorance. And when the Lord manifested in front of him and touched Dhruva Maharaj, all of his ignorance was dissipated. And he said, Bhaktim muhu pravahatam tvayime prasango bhuyat ananta mahatam amalashayanam. That I am extremely eager to be in the association of devotees. So Prabhupada says, a devotee emerges victorious in all circumstances. In one sense, Dhruva Maharaj, he actually had direct darshan of the Lord and the Lord was willing to give him anything. That is the ultimate victory. But Dhruva Maharaj is going one step ahead and revealing that what is the real victory is when we get the fortune of being in the association of devotees and hear from them the streams of nectar in the form of Harikatha and Kirtan. So in this way, Krishna protects his devotees even though they may, you know, sometimes not be aware of what is to be done and what is not to be done. The second principle, first is ignorance, second is, I was thinking of mistakes. Sometimes devotees may make mistakes. But still, Krishna intervenes and makes sure that the devotee emerges victorious. Like for example, Ajamil. So Ajamil, he definitely was extremely pious, and because he was connected to the holy name of Lord Narayan, at the time of death, the Lord intervened and protected him. Kocha aham kitava papa brahmagno nirapatrapa kocha narayana tyeti bhagavan nama mangalam. So Ajamil, out of great repentance, is praying that I am so fallen, unqualified, you are so highly qualified, still my dear Lord, you have intervened and allowed me to associate with your holy name. You are so merciful. Anyone in this world will request certain qualification before allowing association. The Lord is so merciful that He allows anyone to associate without asking anyone's background or their qualification or disqualification. Kocha Narayana Tyeti Bhagavan Nama Mangalam. The Lord's holy name is so powerful, so auspicious, it is so purifying. So therefore, Shukadeva Goswami concludes the pastime of Ajamil by saying four things. Mriyamano Harernam Grinana Putropacharitam Ajamilopi Agadhama Kimpunashradhaya Grinan. He says, Ajamil had four disqualifications. Still he was delivered. So what to speak of all of us who have much more opportunity compared to Ajamil? He says, Mriyamano, Ajamil chanted Lord's name helplessly only at the time of death. He really took it seriously at the time of death. Grinana Putropacharitam, secondly, Ajamil did not call out directly to the Lord. He called out to his son. And thirdly, even till time of death, Ajamil was leading a sinful life. And fourthly, Ajamil never heard about glories of the holy name. In spite of these disqualifications, the Lord is so merciful that if someone has connected with him but somehow makes a mistake, but the Lord reaches out and helps him. And that is the principle of Poshanam amongst the 10 topics of Bhagavatam. Sarga, Visarga, Sthanam, Poshanam, Utaya, Manvantara, Ishanukata. So therefore, Sthanam means the Lord provides facilities to everyone. And the fifth canto describes in detail. Depending on the kind of desires and the karmas you perform, you will go to different places in the universe. But Poshanam means the special affection which a father has for a son, not the impersonal kind of care which a government has for its citizens. So the way a government relates with a citizen is different from the way a father relates with a son. So Poshanam refers to Krishna's special protection and care for his own children, the devotees. And therefore the sixth canto has all these pastimes where Ajamil is protected. Chitraketu Maharaj is protected. Indra is protected. They make mistakes, but the Lord reaches out and protects them. So, this is a very beautiful point that in Mahabharata, our Duryodhan he approaches Sahadev. So amongst the five Pandavas, Sahadev is famous for being a great astrologer. So Duryodhan reaches out to Sahadev and tells Sahadev that you are a great astrologer, you know about all these different kinds of yajñas and pujas. So please tell us, what is the puja we must do, what yajña we must perform and on which day, so that we Kauravas will be able to defeat all of you Pandavas. So Sahadev is so simple that he just tells him that on the full moon day, on the new moon day, Amavasya, if you do Kalabali Yajna, no one can defeat you. So Duryodhan says, thank you very much, I wanted to hear that. And Duryodhan starts preparing. So Sahadev has innocently expressed, but then Krishna is in anxiety, because Krishna is thinking that now what will happen. So Krishna immediately goes to bank of Yamuna, collects few pandits, who do this yajna in the holy places. And then he collects some of these pandits, and it is not Amavas day, it is not new moon day, but Krishna just starts performing that yajna. And what is the yajna Krishna performs? He starts performing pindadan to forefathers, a certain kind of puja for forefathers, which is usually done only on Amavas, only on new moon day. So as soon as Krishna starts performing, even these pujaris are little bewildered, because they are wondering, this is only performed on new moon day. So they are discussing amongst themselves, is Krishna aware that today is not Amavas? They say, whatever may be, he is Krishna. If he is doing, then let us do. We'll get good dakshina anyway. So they all sit. So as few people are performing that puja, many more pandits see that. And they think, okay, this is some big puja happening. So all of them join. So it is like thousands of pandits are sitting and doing this puja on Amavas. Not on Amavas, which is supposed to be done on Amavas. Now, the celestial gods, Surya and Chandra, they watch this scene. And Surya asks Chandra, is it Amavas today? And Chandra says, I don't know, even I am getting confused. So both of them descend. And they request Krishna, we want to discuss something very important. And they say, are you aware that today is not new moon day? This puja is not supposed to be performed. Is there something wrong? Has there been some mistake in the calendar? What's going on? Krishna says, what is the definition of new moon? When sun and moon are standing in straight line, that is new moon, and that has happened today. So right now, it is new moon. And immediately Krishna called the Pandavas and said, you do that Kalabali Yajna right now, as both of them are standing in same line, it is Amavas today. And in this way, Krishna protected his devotees. Even though Sahadev just made that mistake, he just said, okay, you do it. And then Duryodhan, as per calendar, on Amavas day, did this. And he thought that he has been perfectly following that. So in this way, we find that Krishna's protection to Bali Maharaj in the 8th canto is also beautiful, where when Bali Maharaj is punished, he is praying to Lord Vamandev and he says, Pumsam shlaghyatamam manye dandam arhattamarpitam yamna mata pita bhrata purushas cha dishantihi. He says that, my dear Lord, we know that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, your Supreme Personality of Mercy, Supreme Personality of Compassion, Grace. You are supreme in everything. But today, I have realized that you are the Supreme Personality of Punishment also. Because I do not think anyone in history has ever been punished the way you have punished me today. Pumsam shlaghyatamam manye. But I consider your punishment to be also glorious, because whatever you do is absolute. It is for my benefit. It is for my purification. Dandam arhattam arpitam. So what was Bali Maharaj's problem was, he had developed pride. He had developed some kind of pride that I am the controller, I am having all of this wealth with me. And Sudama Vipra, he was so poverty stricken, so Chakravarti Pad says, Sudama Vipra developed pride because of his poverty. Sudama started thinking, no one is as poor as me. So Krishna wanted to humble him. Krishna wanted to humble him by giving him prosperity. And by giving him wealth, Krishna humbled Sudama. So now we may come in front of the Lord and request to be humbled like Sudama. But the common theme is that in both cases, Krishna was trying to humble these devotees. So here Bali Maharaj says, okay, I made a mistake. But Yamna Mata Pita Brata Suhrdas Cha Dishanti Hi, that even a father, a mother, a brother, a master, he will not be able to take such good care of his dependents the way you have taken care of me. And then Lord Vamandev, he turns towards Shukracharya and he says that, my dear Shukracharya, you gave the perfect instruction, perfect guidance, everything was going well, but somehow where did the plan go wrong? And then Shukracharya, he surrenders and he says, Mantratas Tantratas Chidras Desha Kalahara Vastuta Sarvam Karoti Nishchidram Anusankirtanam Tava. He says, I agree that I have performed all the pujas as per perfect time, place, circumstance. I know all of these mantras perfectly. But, my dear Lord, when you have intervened in someone's case, nothing can be done. Mantratas, tantratas, chidras. And even if there is some mistake in performing the chanting of the mantras or the puja or following the process, if there is a mistake in following the process, but simply by taking your shelter, anusankirtanam tava, one overcomes those mistakes. And therefore Rupa Goswami says, if you compare nama with nami, if you compare the person with the name, Krishna the person and Krishna's holy name, out of the two, who is more merciful, who is superior? He says, the holy name is superior. Why? When offense is performed towards Krishna, and when offense is performed towards the name, when offense is performed towards Krishna, usually the demons lose their head. Usually, you know, there is so much difficulty. But then when one performs offense at the lotus feet of the holy name, but then one takes shelter of that holy name and further starts chanting the holy name, one can even attain the stage of prema. So therefore, even when one performs mistake, by chanting of the holy names, gradually all of these things are overcome. So, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meets this Brahman who's reading the Bhagavad Gita upside down, he says, Viprakahe murkha ami shabdarth na jani shuddha shuddha gita padi gurur agyamani. That actually, I've been instructed to study the Bhagavad Gita in this way, and therefore, you know, I am reading it this way. But because of following the instruction, I am experiencing something which I cannot describe. So therefore, the Lord is always protector of His devotees. And in Parikshit Maharaj's case, even when Parikshit Maharaj is in a helpless state, the Lord enters into the womb. And therefore, Parikshit Maharaj's name is Vishnurata. Tasmat namna Vishnurata iti loke bhavishyati na sandeho mahabhaga mahabhagavato mahan. So Parikshit Maharaj would really love this name because it would make him remember his lifelong dependence on the Lord, because of which he is alive. Otherwise he would not even be alive. Vishnurata. So Parikshit's name is Vishnurata, means one who is protected by Vishnu. So Lord Vishnu protected Maharaj Parikshit from the Brahmastra, but Lord Vishnu did not protect Parikshit Maharaj from Brahma Shapa, from the curse. He protected him from the weapon, but he did not protect him from the curse. So therefore one may question the protection of the Lord. One may question whether a devotee is actually victorious. One may question this apparent discrepancy in the Lord's dealings. So therefore Bhagavatam is revealing that there is only one element which is always victorious. Yuyutsatam kutrachit atatayinam sada jayatra. Sixth canto, our Vritrasur says, There is only one thing which is victorious in this creation. It is Lord's will. That's all. Lord's will is supreme and it's always victorious. And devotees, because they constantly align themselves with the Lord's will, because they take shelter of that Lord's will, they do not rebel against the Lord's will. They always remain victorious because of that. The demons oppose the Lord's will and therefore they are finished. And then the sadhakas, we are always looking at the will of the Lord with grudge, that why is this happening like this? And therefore we are kind of in a confused state many times. So therefore, this point is very beautiful, that Maharaj Parikshit is protected and his name is Vishnurat. But one whose name is Vishnurat is ultimately subjected to be killed in 7 days and seven nights. Why? Because Krishna's will initially was, let me protect Maharaj Parikshit from Brahmastra so that Maharaj Parikshit can be born. Then Krishna's will changed. Krishna's will changed. And what was now Krishna's will? Krishna's will became, let me allow Maharaj Parikshit to die so that Srimad Bhagavatam can be born. So Krishna's will changes and it is unpredictable. And therefore, a devotee just remains dependent on the Lord at all points of time. So therefore, a very beautiful principle. Like one devotee was sharing this story that in Australia, when they were doing kirtan, they were put in a jail. And, they just could not come out because there was a case that you are doing kirtan on the streets and everything. So they decided that, we'll continue doing kirtan inside the jail. So they continued doing kirtan inside the jail. By seeing that kirtan, so many other prisoners joined. So practically the whole jail was filled with Harinam Sankirtan. And then these guards were there. They thought, why should we be left out? So they also joined. And then one day one of the prison manager, he walked in. He was the in charge of the prison. And when he walked in, one of the jail guards walked up to him and said, Hari Bol. And he was totally bewildered at what is this going on. And immediately he called a meeting and found out what's going on. And he told these devotees that, okay, there is some time for your hearing, but we release you. He said, but there is still some time, let us stay here. He said, no, you guys are more dangerous inside the jail than outside. So actually speaking, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So Param Vijayate means the chanting of the holy names is supremely victorious. Why? Because it delivers not only mukti but also prema. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he is Krishna himself, in this particular age, it is Krishna himself who has come. In other yugas, the Yugavatar comes and gives holy name. But when Krishna himself comes and gives, there is a special extra benediction of prema. Therefore, the chanting of the holy name will be always victorious. And then the third principle Krishna protects his devotees from is anarthas, or some impurities may be there. So we find that in the Ramayana, Sugriv made a promise to Ram that, okay, I'll be with you, I'll collaborate with you, I'll bring my armies and we will attack Lanka. But because it was the rainy season, so therefore Ramchandraji said, I will wait on the Malyavant Parvat in Kishkinda. And then after the 4 months of rainy season is over, we will start. So in that period, Sugriva, because he was away from his two wives for a long period of time, after he reunited with them, he just got lost in total enjoyment. And after 4 months are over, he forgot that I have made a promise. He kind of forgot his mission. And Lord Ramchandra, with every drop of rainwater falling, he was only remembering Sita Devi's tears. So Ramchandra looks at Lakshman and he says that, Lakshman, I am feeling extremely furious and angry with Sugriva's irresponsible behavior. I want you to go and give this warning to Sugriva. It's a very serious warning. And tell him that yena sankuchita pantha yena vali hatogata samaye tishta Sugriva ma vali hatam anvaga. Go and tell Sugriva, Ram is telling Lakshman, that the path, the highway through which I sent Vali, that is still open. That highway is not yet closed. It is still open. So he will understand what this means. Go and give him this message. Lakshman says, why give message? I will kill him only. Ram says, no, don't kill. Just give this message. So Lakshman goes, and it's a beautiful pastime. He gives this message, and Sugriva feels repentant and comes and takes shelter of Lord Ram. And the interesting thing is that although Sugriva has made this mistake, but Lord forgives him and reinstates him, allows him to actually continue on with the mission and gives him the responsibility. And the Lord says that, yes, I know you fell prey to your senses, but then now that you have regained your consciousness, you can be reinstated. And in this way, Lord actually protects Sugriva, although he made this mistake, and he allowed him to perform this wonderful seva. Again, we find in Govardhan pastime, Indra makes the biggest mistake. It's so interesting that you compare from Putana, Shaktasur, Agasur, Bakasur, Vatsasur, all of these demons who came to Vrindavan, they literally only disturbed Krishna, or maximum a few of the cowherd boys who were playing with Krishna. They did not attack others. The only person who attacked every Vrajavasi, tried to kill every Vrajavasi, every cow, every calf in Vrindavan, was Indra. So in one sense, if you look at this, that it appears that Indra's crime is the greatest. But Krishna, when dealing with other demons, he just killed them. Some of them did not even get a chance to introduce themselves. They just came and then Krishna just killed them. And Indra, for such a heinous crime, Krishna just, you know, says, okay, don't do this again. So, in the Govardhan Ashtakam, it is described, Surapati krita dirga drohato goshta raksham agabhaka ripunocher datta manam drutam me nija nikata nivasa dehi govardhanastvam. That Indra, he committed such a crime, but Krishna just allowed him one more opportunity. So it is described that even amongst the incarnations, there are different bhavs. Ram is dharma parayan. Ram is very much conscious of discipline. Right? Okay, Sita did not do this, she goes. Krishna is prema parayan. Prema parayan means, okay, Indra, you made a mistake, but you are a devotee. Okay, no problem, just take care. Improve yourself. And Mahaprabhu is Kripa Parayan, mercy personified. So Mahaprabhu really gives mercy like anything, even to Jagai Madai, he gives prema. So in this way we find that in this very beautiful description, we can see that although Indra had this anartha, Krishna through this Govardhan pastime protected Indra. By removing his pride, he actually took away his pride and protected Indra. And in that sense, he actually made Indra accept responsibility for what he did. So we can see that when one is overwhelmed by anarthas like greed, anger, lust, etc., then we lose control over our actions. Just like I was giving a program in a jail in Mumbai. It was a jail program. And this was a few years back when the Mumbai terrorist Kasab, he was also kept in that same jail. So as I was, you know, Brajendranandan Prabhu from Delhi, he was there from the communications department. I was there. We were just giving a talk. And right in front of me, I found four or five people with tilaks, with lockets of Krishna on their, you know, neck. And they were sitting right there. And I was bewildered. I was wondering, who are they? Are they guests? Are they the next speakers after me? Or are they residents of the jail? And it's practically impossible to ask anyone in the jail, you know, where have you come from? So, you know, incidentally, when I was giving that talk, someone called me called for me at the temple and the reception, and the receptionist picked up the phone and they said, "Where is Gaurang Prabhu?" And the receptionist said, "He has gone to jail." So the whole concept of jail is such that only if you have committed a crime you come there. So after the talk, I talked to these gentlemen. I said, "How did you land up here?" And they said, three of them were engineers, two of them were doctors. And they said that we found that one gentleman is, you know, he's making a play. He's having this drama troupe. And in his drama, he's portraying Krishna in a negative manner. And we became so angry, we gave him some warnings to stop doing this drama. But he didn't agree. So we just threw bombs in his troupe. When they were performing, we just threw bombs there. So we were caught under the anti-terrorist law. So I said, "Why did you do this?" I said, "Krishna says, paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam." So, in one sense, we may have our own anarthas of pride and anger and things like that. And then we may think we are using it in the Lord's service. But if it is not properly authorized, then it will not have the right effect. Like the whole cause of battle of Kurukshetra was Yudhishthir Maharaj. How? One day Vyasdev told Yudhishthir Maharaj that in future you, Yudhishthir, although you are so pious, you will be the cause of this entire family annihilation. Yudhishthir became overwhelmed with emotion. On the spot he took a vow. "I take a vow that in future I will never disobey any superior. Any superior gives any proposal, I will accept it without offering any argument." Why? Because probably because of disobedience some conflict may happen, and because of that there may be annihilation. So he didn't consult, he didn't think, he didn't ask anyone, he didn't think about the consequences of this so-called vow, but he just took that vow and he was absolutely attached to that vow. And that is when Dhritarashtra invited him for the gambling match. Because of this vow, he couldn't refuse, although everyone was telling it's a conspiracy. "You are going to get trapped. It's going to be destructive for the family. Don't accept it." He says, "No, I have taken a vow." So therefore, when such self-styled actions without proper authorization, without blessings, without consultation, even people with high degree of character and integrity, they land up in making very, very erroneous decisions. So therefore, we can see that Krishna can always protect us, but the best way he protects us is by giving us the association of devotees. And in the association, we get the greatest advantage of hearing from a variety of devotees' views, opinions, thoughts, and even though they may be radically different, but it gives us an opportunity to actually go deeper to understand what may be Krishna's desire for me. So I think this is one of the very beautiful points which emerges from this purport, that only a devotee emerges victorious in all circumstances as long as we take shelter of the association of devotees. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Any comments? And yes, Maharaj.
I have several questions. Excellent class. Thank you very, very much. I don't want to take up the time, so I'm just thinking which question to ask. You were saying how Krishna forgave Indra, and that's his nature. Well, so I can fall into a little sense gratification. I can fall into a little pride, and Krishna will save me. Krishna's there to save me, so why can't I just be... You know, he saved Bali, so as Lord Ram, I'll just skate a little bit, but Krishna's protection is always there. He saves his devotees, so why can't I just depend on Krishna to save me?
Yeah, so Krishna knew that Kali Yuga is coming, and in Kali Yuga is a yuga of interpretation. So therefore, Krishna wanted to leave behind the latest version, and so he appeared as Lord Chaitanya. And as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was dealing with Kal Krishnadas, so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saved Kal Krishnadas for his deviation, and then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he just was so strict and so heavy, he said, I don't want to see him. And it is described that it was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associate, Nityananda Jagadananda Mukunda Damodar, Charijana Yuktikaro Karilo Antar, that these four devotees then thought, okay, although he does not have the position which he had before as Mahaprabhu's servant, they took away his position but offered him some seva which would actually keep him engaged and purify him and give him some sense of contribution. So in this way, you can see that when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, you know, in the form of a devotee dealing in association, then he was actually displaying that you have to follow all the rules and regulations, and he was not somebody to condone this kind of nonsense. And even when dealing with Prataputar Maharaj, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very heavy, and even he is bewildered, why he is so heavy? And Sarvam Bhattacharya is telling Prataputar Maharaj, it is to give an example for future generation of devotees, that if he is super strict with you now, then in future other people will have some hope. So therefore Prataputar Maharaj is used as an instrument by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although he is a great devotee, he is nice, but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that ek rajara naam, because he is king, he is a politician, I have to keep my distance from him. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu set the standard, again with Haridas Thakur, then again with Gopinath Patnaik. So Gopinath Patnaik, he kind of didn't pay the taxes. And therefore, you know, everyone was telling Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has been raised on the Changa, he is going to be killed. Mahaprabhu said, "Arey, he is supposed to follow the rules and regulations of the state, what should I do? Don't come to me. If you come to me, I will go to Alarnath. I will leave this place and go somewhere else." So in that purport, if you read, Prabhupada gives very fantastic explanation that just because I am devotee doesn't mean that I can do anything I want. But I must be sincere enough to follow the rules and regulations, even of the state, and what to speak of what Krishna expects from devotees as far as their own behavior is concerned. So that's my response to your...
Very good. And my other question, and then I'll let it go. You know, you say the devotee is always victorious, and the devotees may get, or does get some inspiration to serve Krishna in a particular way, and a devotee is always victorious, so you're saying. And yet sometimes that effort doesn't come to fruition, doesn't appear to succeed. And then, you Vaishnav, you just put in some fine print, you said, oh well, Krishna's will is changed. So you just rationalize everything so it looks like the devotee was successful or Krishna's will. It's, you know. So how do we know, how is it that the devotee is always victorious?
If you consider Krishna's will to be like a flight, then a devotee never jumps out of that flight. He is always boarded with his seat belt fastened in that flight of Krishna's will. And that is what makes all of Krishna's devotees so special. And that's what Bhagavatam is trying to portray. That we have no control over how circumstances and things will change. But right from first canto, from Parikshit Maharaj to Dhruv Maharaj to Prahlad Maharaj. So seventh canto is Utayah topic. Uti means Shubh Ashubh Icha according to Sridhar Swami. Shubh Ashubh Icha means auspicious and inauspicious desires. Uti literally means that which rises. So desires rise from within. So Hiranyakashipu represents rising of inauspicious desires. And then the consequences of that is revealed. Right? Like in our Bhaktivedanta hospital, in the operation theater, they had put photo of Narsingdev. You know, some Mumbai person was getting surgery, and just before he got anesthesia, he looked at this photo, he got bewildered, and he asked the surgeon, was a devotee, "Doctor, who is this and what is going on?" And the doctor said, "This is the first surgery in history." So he said, what was the result? And the doctor said, the surgery was successful, patient was liberated. So Lord Narsingdev, he is actually liberating Hiranyakashipu of what? Of these inauspicious desires. And Prahlad represents auspicious desires. So then we may think, I am neither as pure as Prahlad and I am not as bad as Hiranyakashipu. I am somewhere in between. So then you take 11th chapter to 15th chapter in 7th canto, it describes Varnashram. That means you are somewhere in between, you want to elevate yourself gradually. Okay, here are the steps by which you can do that. So therefore, you know, as far as a devotee is concerned, he always wants to align himself. So pure devotee is already on board. A demon is trying to shoot down the flight, you know, with bombers. And then we, or like not you, me, and like sadhakas, we have the boarding pass, wondering, should I board the flight? You know, what should I do? Sometimes we are in, sometimes we are out, we are confused, because it just appears that surrendering to that will and taking shelter of that will is so scary. So therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is like a beautiful river of Krishna's will, and the pure devotees take complete shelter. They are swimming blissfully in that. Right, like Deenbandhu Prabhu, when he was taking a yatra to Vrindavan, when devotees entered inside to take a bath in Yamuna, he said, what is the difference between Ganga and Yamuna? And they said, oh, we don't know. And he announced, when you take Ganga snan, all your papa, you know, all of your inauspicious desires are destroyed. When you take Yamuna snan, your papa and punya are destroyed. So some of them came out. So that's the problem with taking full shelter of Krishna's will, because, you know, even punya will not help. And that's how, right from first canto, you can't be more punyavan than Parikshit. But what he goes through, and therefore, Bhishmadev tells Yudhishthir Maharaj, Yatra dharma suto raja gada panir vrakodara krishnostri gandivam chapam suhrut krishnas tato vipat. That when I see the Pandava's family, Yudhishthir is piety personified, Bhima is power personified, Arjuna is skill personified, Nakul and Sahadeva are loyalty personified, Krishna is love personified, compassion personified, all of them are together, and they are constantly experiencing misery after misery. Suhrut Krishna's tato vipat. So how can I explain it? How can I understand it? Therefore, my conclusion is, let me not try to understand Krishna's will. Let me try to serve that will and surrender to that will. So therefore, all of these literatures are ultimately meant to help us serve that will, surrender to that will and serve that will. Even though many times we may never be able to understand that will. So that's my...
You answered my third question.
Thank you.
Why did you say, regarding the Krishna's will, why did you say that Krishna changed his will in the case of Parikshit Maharaj? Why can't we think that his will was, that he would, you know, that both things are part of the same?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That his birth,
yeah, right.
His protection, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just that for a person who's looking at Krishna as one who protects his devotees, he may think, "Arey, he protected him in that case," but in this case, from that context, I was just making a point. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granth Raj Bhagavatam ki, Natai Gop Premanande.